Well, my first guest this evening is Sharon Clernan. She founded MindView Clinic in Kanturk, which is also online as well. Her aim is to help people with all kinds of stresses and anxiety through cognitive behavioural therapy. Her work involves dealing with companies and individuals, teaching coping techniques and how people can better manage their stress and anxiety. Well, Sharon Clernan, who trained as a psychiatric nurse, has worked for many years in different fields and has trained in cognitive behavioural therapy. And it's that she deals with in her work in MindView Clinic. Recently, she launched a new workshop for students to help them deal with stress and anxiety and to help them better focus and deal with studying and preparing for exams. Despite being a very new business, Sharon herself was named IRD Duhallow Best Woman in Business last year, and she has big plans for the company over the coming years. Well, Sharon dropped into studio for a chat recently, and I started by asking her to tell us about MindView Clinic.
So my business name is MindView Clinic, and it's a cognitive behavioural therapy clinic. So I provide one-to-one therapy to people who experience a wide range of mental health problems, such as depression / low mood, anxiety, so all different anxiety problems, including social phobia, panic attacks, obsessive compulsive disorder. Lots of people who would present to me as well with low self-esteem issues, low motivation, stress, and anxiety management in general. There's a list of mental health problems that CBT is so effective with. And what CBT is cognitive behavioural therapy. So it's an evidence-based approach that has effectively treated a wide range of mental health problems.
And before you set up the business, you were working, were you in a hospital or what setting were you in?
Yeah, so I have over 20 years experience working with people who experience mental health problems. And I know we're going to speak about the webinar shortly that I've launched, but I would have started off my journey always wanting to be a nurse from the age of 4, actually. Didn't know what types of nurses there was. I did my Leaving Cert when the first year the points came out for nursing, and I knew there wasn't a chance I was going to get the points. So I ended up going the back door into nursing, went to the College of Commerce in Cork and completed my pre-nursing course. Then myself and one of my best friends travelled over to Edinburgh and I did my degree in mental health nursing there. One of my final placements actually was in primary healthcare with a group of cognitive behavioural therapists. They were clinical nurse specialists. And from that placement, I said, my dream is to become a cognitive behavioural therapist someday. So I'd moved back home and started my nursing career. Then the director of nursing was very, very good to me and very encouraging. He's a Kerry man, actually. I started my journey working in acute admissions, got great experience, would have worked in secure units and long stay residential care units. Then I would have done my master's in mental health nursing and carried on then working as a clinical nurse specialist in a variety of areas. So I would have worked as a crisis nurse, working with people who would have presented in a busy A&E department following deliberate self-harm or a parasuicide attempt. Then I would have carried on into psychiatry liaison as a clinical nurse specialist and then as a community nurse. My final journey was I went back and I completed a postgraduate diploma in UCC as a cognitive behavioural therapist. So that was in 2015. From there, then I worked as a clinical nurse specialist in cognitive behavioural therapy in the HSC. Then in 2016, I had two children. Then I started my part-time business in private practice as a clinical nurse specialist. So I had worked up until 2021 doing that full-time. We'll say at one stage, I actually had three jobs. So I worked as a nurse tutor and I worked as a clinical nurse specialist and I had my own private practice as well. So it was fairly full on. And in fairness, my husband is extremely supportive. I couldn't do it all without him. But then I had my fourth child and I was coming back after maternity leave and I was like, right, I need to make a decision here. So I rebranded my business in March 2021 to MindView Clinic. I set up an Instagram page, a Facebook page, and now I have a TikTok page. You know, from there, my business really, really flourished, actually. And then it came to the summertime and I was like, right, I need to make a decision here. Like, what do I do? Like, I had four kids at this stage and I was thinking, right, I need to make a decision on whether I go full-time private practice with MindView Clinic because I had people waiting for treatment. So it was a hard decision because I didn't know what to do, but we decided I'd take a career break and see how things went. And from there, things have just been so busy. And then last September, just gone, I took a further 4-year career break from the HSC. So MindView Clinic is my fifth baby.
And it's certainly keeping you busy. And you're actually based in Kentucky, so you're just over the border from us here in Kerry. And you actually won the IRD Duhallow Best Woman-Led Business last year. So massive congratulations to you on that one for such a new business, really.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was an unbelievable achievement. That was only my first year in business. I put in crazy hours, absolutely crazy. But to get that acknowledgement, oh my God, it was just unbelievable. They're a great organisation, IRD, and I'd still do work with them, raising mental health issues, and I'd do conference with them. They're a brilliant organisation, but oh my God, it was the best feeling in the world winning that award.
It's a great acknowledgement of the work.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And on the work then itself, you mentioned some of the online work you do it in person as well, but working with corporates, working with businesses around the area of stress, anxiety, that's something that you do.
Yeah, when I took the career break from mental health nursing in 2022, I started doing mental fitness and resilience training workshops. So I started off doing secondary schools, and I do a lot of work actually with Colossatrasa. It's a local secondary school. From there then I started doing work with Chime. They're the Deaf Association. I've done workshops with corporate companies as well. So I suppose I do both online and face-to-face workshops. I think where employers are seeing the need for their employees to be able to be educated around mental health and giving them skills really that I think every one of us should have for the tough days that we can all experience. Because that's life, and life can throw anything at any of us at any time. And sometimes it's just about having them skills. So lots of people might need therapy, but I think we all need skills. Lots of corporate companies have reached out to me, and it's been really successful so far on the training that I have facilitated.
And I suppose with COVID there, I mean, that's something that was thrown at all of us, and it changed a lot of people's lives completely. Some may be still working full time at home, or some might be working part time at home, but it created a lot of problems for people who may never have had any mental health problems. There was anxiety about getting back into workplaces or going out to events, and loneliness, people were on their own. There was all kinds of stresses and anxieties, and you know, people trying to get back to a normal life again afterwards. So employers saw that with employees, and employees obviously themselves were experiencing these kind of feelings.
Yeah, definitely. Corporate companies that I would have worked with last year came back to me this year again for more training for their employees. And I think a lot of things with mental health is your relationship with people. If they're getting that connection with a person, they're going to trust that the education you're giving them, you know, that you faith that they will work for them. And COVID definitely impacted on people in terms of, I suppose, remote working. And I think as a society, we think that people can adapt to that straight away and adapt then to going back to the office, which in reality, that does not work for lots of people. For some people, yes, it does. But for lots of people, people are struggling and still are. But I think the hardest thing for people is reaching out to an organisation or a therapist or a GP or a family member can be the hardest part. But it's the best part that people can do for themselves. And I think with COVID, especially certain anxiety problems, they're still hanging on for some people, especially people who experience social anxiety or panic attacks, or people with low self-esteem as well. That's still having a huge impact because people are still struggling to get out there.
And I'm just thinking too about, say, people who owned a business, maybe they were a sole trader, or perhaps they, you know, they ran a small business with a few employees. It was a hugely stressful time for a lot of people in business, because a lot of them, they had to pivot their business, maybe they had to move online, or they were struggling to find ways to keep a business open because their business may have been faced with closure. So there are, I suppose, a lot of hang-ons from that. Even, you know, we hear things about, you know, money owed to revenue is coming back up again this year. There's still a lot of stresses and a lot of hang-ons from COVID for business people, aren't there? Would you see people like that presenting, or are they not focusing on themselves? Because that's something we hear about time and time again. When you own a business, you are everything. Often your own health and your own mental health is way down the priority list.
Definitely. Yes, I would have business owners coming to me for support. It can be because of burnout. They've put their business, their families, everything else first before themselves. I can be guilty of it myself because we're human beings. And I think it's really important to normalise that, that it can happen and burnout can happen any of us. Sole traders and business owners have been through an awful, awful lot. And again, it's nearly like the expectation that they can be resilient and bounce back straight away. Whereas in actual fact, that is impossible for lots of people. It depends on our vulnerability to stress and the way we perceive stress. So someone could have sailed through COVID, done really well through COVID, and their perception of COVID could be quite good. Whereas other people's perception could have been like, this has really affected me. It's really affected my life, my business, my family, my mental health, everything. So I suppose it depends on our experience and how we perceived that event as well. And I suppose that's the way cognitive behavioural therapy would work, is how we perceive events and interpret situations. But I think it has been a really, really tough time for business owners. They've been through so much, and lots of people, you know, have done really well with coping with that. But unfortunately, lots of people are actually still struggling with that. And I suppose that's where it kind of goes back to the cognitive behavioural therapy. People might need therapy, but they may need the skills. You know, I'd be CBTing myself all the time. Do you know what has to be done? Because it doesn't naturally happen. Our brains aren't like that. We have to work on it. You'd often hear people saying, you know, oh, just be positive, think positive. And my answer is, if it was that easy, I'd be the most positive person in the world. You know, if there is any business owner that is struggling, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to somebody. Or just make that initial reach out to maybe your GP or a mental health professional, just somebody or a family member, someone you trust. I think it's talking initially can be the hard part, but you know, it's the most important part, because nobody is alone, even though you might feel that way. And I think as business owners, we can be isolated. When I can find that from time to time too, but it is about reaching out to what resources do I need to support me through whatever it is that you're going through right now.
Going back to MindView Clinic, and another aspect of the business, and you mentioned it earlier, was schools and courses you do in schools. You've actually launched a new course.
Yes, so I have launched Cognitive Behavioural Therapy Skills for Stress and Anxiety Management with Study and Exams webinar. So it's an online webinar that's accessible to people straight away on my website, and they can have it to watch as many times as they want, so they can have it forever. I suppose it goes back to what I said initially, why I developed this, is I want things to be affordable and accessible for people to access cognitive behavioural therapy skills. So as I said, not everyone needs therapy, but I think we all need skills. Mm-hmm. And I suppose when I won that business award, that was my initiative next after Christmas. I'm going to launch an online course. Didn't know what. And then I really reflected on it, and I thought, I work with lots of students who struggle with exams and stress around study and procrastination, losing focus, concentration. I was like, that's everything I did. I would have struggled an awful lot myself. So I would have struggled in second level and third level for different reasons. I would not have been good academic at all. And I suppose I thought, right, if I had them kind of skills that I can teach people now through education and giving them a blueprint to manage their day, to structure their day and manage their mindset and their study, well then, you know, it would be a mighty thing for people to have, because I definitely didn't have it. That initiative took off. So I've spent many months preparing this, and it just got launched. So what's involved in it is lots of education around what stress is and what anxiety is. And even from working with the schools in person, it's amazing the feedback that students give afterwards. Well, geez, I didn't realise what's the difference between stress and anxiety. And a huge part of this as well is the physical symptoms of all of these. Students aren't aware that like a headache or butterflies in your belly or your heart beating faster, all these physical symptoms may be connected to anxiety feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think having the education around that, and maybe what behaviours can influence anxiety between procrastination, avoidance, all these things. Often it's the high achievers that are struggling the most. So it's the people that are getting like the 97% are looking for the 3%. That can create a lot of stress that people aren't aware of though, because they're the type that people perceive as they're flying it, whereas they could be the person that's really struggling. So part of that then, I go on in the webinar and teach skills on managing worry, stress, anxiety. And this is the part I'm really excited about. So I have developed and launched a mental fitness and study planner. So this is for students that focus is all over the place. Their concentration might be all over the place and they're just getting up in the morning, maybe feeling demotivated, finding it really hard to get going. So in this mental fitness study planner, it's very structured, where in the webinar I have gone to great detail in explaining how to map it out. So I suppose they do a daily check-in initially on what their mood is like, what they need to do for themselves in terms of their day with their eating, what they need to do for themselves in terms of activities to kind of help their motivation, what personal goals they have or what study goals they have, and what their battery is like in terms of burnout, what way they are in that day, and if they need other things to help them through that day. So maybe they need to reach out to a friend to help them through that day for support with certain subjects with study, or to chat to somebody, a teacher or lecturer. And then it kind of goes on to planning their study for them to be aware of maybe what they didn't finish the day before and prioritise. So I'm very, very happy with that to help students, because I think that is something that I can relate to myself that I needed when I was studying, definitely.
And is it primarily second level or could it be used for third level as well?
Both. So it's second and third level. And it's just an hour and 15 minutes long. So I made sure that it was going to be time efficient. What I have learned actually from working with people in therapy, people might say, I can't go to that appointment because I have college. But then that person could be missing days of college because of their stress and anxiety. So I suppose having this webinar or that therapy appointment, that may be more beneficial for you long term rather than the short term of going to college for a day and then missing out for 2 or 3 days because of the way you're feeling. So I think it's important for people to be aware of that part too.
And this course then, would this be the start of other ones? Do you plan to create more down the line?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I love this part because you're able to reach so many more people. You know, I'm really busy on a one-to-one and with facilitating workshops. So I think this can reach people in lots of ways. Or if people are waiting for therapy, at least they can access this while they're waiting for one-to-one treatment. Because knowing what's wrong and being aware that this happens to other people too, that I'm not the only one feeling this way or experiencing this. It can be an amazing feeling for people, you know, not to feel alone.
And this course then is available on your website, and all the contact details for yourselves and all the different aspects of the work, whether it's one-to-one or the courses with corporates, mindviewclinic.ie, that's the best place to get all the information.
Yeah, that's exactly it. All the information is on that. People can access the webinar straight away on my website, and there's a contact form, or people can phone me, whatever works for them. And I've also my social media, mindviewclinic.cbt.
Okay. Well, look, Sharon, it's been fascinating to hear your story and to hear about all the different strands of the work you're doing. Thanks so much for dropping into studio.
Thanks so much for having me on, Mary. It's been lovely chatting with you.